With no positive news about the U.S. economy, turbulence continued to rock Asia's stock markets Tuesday. Japan's Nikkei 225 index fell 5.7%. China's benchmark Shanghai Composite Index plunged more than 7%, while Taiwan's index tumbled 6.5%. Stock analysts say Asia's export-driven economies will feel the pinch of any slowdown in the U.S. Ernie Han, strategist at Isaiah Securities in Hong Kong, says some investors are looking toward the U.S. Federal Reserve for relief.
I think really depends on what the U.S. Federal Reserve will do in the coming few days. Actually, I am betting Fed to cut the interest rate before the end of this month, maybe within this week. Then there may be some short-term stimulation to the market.
The Hang Seng Index dived 8%. Trading was briefly suspended in South Korea as the market dropped more than 6%. It closed 4.4% down. Trading in India was also halted for an hour after the market plunged nearly 10%. In Australia, Prime Minister Kevin Rudd tried to assure investors that the economy remained strong, even as the Australian Stock Exchange All Ordinaries Index lost 7% Tuesday, its biggest one-day percentage fall in nearly 20 years.
It's important, though, at times like this, that we emphasize again the strength of the fundamentals of the Australian economy. Economic management, responsible economic management, is core business for this Australian government.
Investors in Asia are looking anxiously toward the U.S. A drop in U.S. interest rates could halt a fall in U.S. consumption, an indicator of demand for Asian exports. It could also make stocks more attractive investments than bonds. With mounting losses from bad housing loans and Washington's failure to deal promptly with the problem, analysts say investor confidence will remain shaky. Heather Baron, VOA News, Hong Kong.